Good morning, and welcome to Hometown Values with Shoreline Hometown Credit Union, a weekly five-minute feature here on the Lakeshore's Good Neighbor, WOMT.
Hometown Values, Hometown Rewards.
Good morning, listeners, and welcome back to Hometown Values here on the Lakeshore's Good Neighbor, WOMT, 1240 AM, 107.9, and streaming online anytime at WMTRadio.com. Kyle joins us once again here from Shoreline. Good morning, Kyle.
Hey, good morning, Terry. Veterans Day.
Yes, yeah. It is a great holiday. Obviously, you guys are closed.
We are today. Yeah. So go online, use our great suite of online services, and if there's something you need, we'll see you on Saturday.
Yeah, this is a great day as we just take a moment to honor those that have given so much for our freedoms. And so for all of our local veterans, our state veterans, our national veterans, we thank you.
Yes, lots of gratitude. We have all the freedoms we enjoy in the world because of the sacrifices made by those.
So. Absolutely. And I love the fact that, you know, at Shoreline, again, you guys are taking this day off to just reflect and honor. But as you said, the technology that Shoreline has is pretty remarkable because, you know, as a member owner, right, you can do all of your needs anywhere, anytime.
Right from your phone, yes. Especially on days when you can't come in and see us. Yeah, you can take care of all your banking needs right there.
There we go. We have a guest in the studio. I'm going to let you give the grand introduction once again here.
Yeah. And so we're going to start a new segment every month talking about some fraud alerts. And so I brought Brad Bartles with us today, who's going to talk to us a little bit about fraud.
Hey, good morning, man. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
So fraud, that's a thing? We're still dealing with fraud?
Oh, we are. Those bad guys out there, they get creative. Sometimes they're not so creative. They try the same gag over and over again. Yeah. But we're going to try and bring some knowledge to our listeners here and our membership.
I love it.
Try and snuff this out before anybody gets burnt. So
let's talk about a new segment here, Fraud Alert. What should listeners, what should the community be on the lookout right now?
Yeah, so fraud prevention is really twofold. You know, Shoreline's got you covered from a security standpoint, all of our financial tools. It's all encrypted, your information, your accounts, your cards, all that's completely secure. The biggest point of vulnerability we see is the person. People can be coerced, they can be tricked, they can have the blinds pulled over their eyes, and that's what we're going to try and focus on here today.
And I would say most people think that it can't happen to them.
100%. And right? That false sense of confidence sometimes is what trips the trap. And by the time you realize you've been got, it's too late.
Sure.
So given the time of the year we got right now, the one that we want to focus on is fake charities and donation scams.
I can't imagine people are doing that. I mean, like, it makes sense from a fraud standpoint, but I would have never thought that there is a fake charity scam.
You wouldn't think. The whole point of this time of the year, we're getting ready for Thanksgiving, being thankful for what we have and thinking about those that might not be going into the holiday season. These scammers are trying to capitalize on the spirit of the season and are looking to take advantage of your goodwill and look for donations to charities that don't exist. They'll have a sob story. They'll pull at your heartstrings. They'll show you a picture of a hungry kid or something. The biggest piece of advice I can give is verify the authenticity of the charity.
So let me ask you on that, though, because the thing is, you can very easily make a very professional-looking website in a matter of minutes, right?
For sure.
How would one really verify a charity, especially if they've never heard of that charity? Any thoughts or advice on that?
Big part there is you've never heard of this charity before. Are you ready to give your money to something you haven't heard of before? Might be a great cause. I would suggest that if you get an inbound call from somebody who's looking for money from you, if it's a good cause, I would suggest, you know, hear that information, end that phone call, and then you initiate a call. Look them up online. Is it local? Can you go visit their store or their office front? If it's something local, I would suggest contacting them directly, not by the number that you get coming in to you, but to the number that is locally posted, or stick to local organizations.
Love it. Great information. I'm excited to have this segment here monthly here on the program. So thank you for that. And it's a great reminder this time of the year, people are in that giving mood, right? Year-end giving. Make sure that whoever you're giving to is legit, because there are scammers out there that are just looking for your money. So
certainly, and if you got questions, get a hold of us.
Yeah, yeah. That's, I mean, you know, right. Shoreline, you guys are all about that, right? You're here for not just members, but for the community at large. That's why guys do so much in this community. Kyle, how do listeners connect with you? Not today. You're closed. In person.
Well, you can leave a message or you can reach out online. Yeah. Our website is shorelinecu.org.
We'll talk to you guys next week here on WOMT.
Thanks for listening to Hometown Values with Shoreline Hometown Credit Union. Tune in again next Friday morning at approximately 11:20 for another episode. Or download the podcast anytime at WOMTradio.com. Shoreline Hometown Credit Union, your local hometown credit union focusing on hometown values, hometown rewards. You're listening to a C. Hafer Broadcasting station.
Shoreline Hometown Credit Union, hometown values, hometown rewards.